It's time for your weekly dose of nostalgia with the 80s and 90s Uncensored. I am Milo Dennison.
And I'm Jamie Fenderson. And today we're going to talk about Mariah Carey, the queen, diva, goddess herself. And to help us do that, we have Shalina from the Everything 90s podcast, which is a wicked cool podcast that you probably already listened to if you listen to this one. And if you don't, then you should. So welcome, Shalina.
Hello, everyone. Thank you.
We're going to have a lot of people clapping when you're introduced.
It's going to pretend cool. We have a big audience. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
a live audience. We know we have a big audience. We have a live audience. There we go. How about that? Well, before we get into Mariah Carey, Shalina, tell us a little bit about the Everything 90s podcast.
Sure. So I started that at the end of 2020. And it's a show dedicated to folks that grew up in the 1990s, whether babies or kids, 90s babies, 90s kids. And on my show, we talk about anything related to the 90s. So we talk about movies, TV shows, music. My favorite episodes are the music ones. And then every year, for the past 3 years, in January, I have a series called 90s versus 2000s, where two teams are given a topic. One team represents the 90s and the 2000s, and then they battle it out to get the listeners to try to decide which decade gave us the best in a given category. Ooh. So
that's pretty creative. Fun too. Yeah.
90s versus 2000s.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. This year had a lot of fire. A lot of fire.
What was the topic? Can we ask? Is it out yet?
Yeah. So, they're out back in January. So this year was reggae music, movie soundtracks, video games. I think I'm missing one. Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Nickelodeon.
Those were their topics.
Well, reggae. You could go either way on that one. Soundtrack's definitely 90s.
Yeah, team 90s won for that.
Video games, I probably got to go 2000s, although there were a lot of good video games in the 90s. And what was the other one?
Nickelodeon,
definitely 90s as well. Yeah. Did I guess them correctly?
So actually, Nickelodeon's team 2000s won for Nickelodeon's. Oh. I think that was the only one that won for this year. Team 2000's only got one win. Yeah.
Because the 90s were better. The 90s were better in every way, shape, and form.
That's our vote.
Yup.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the amazing Mariah Carey, who I didn't know a lot about either. Like, apparently she has the record for possessing the largest vocal range in the Guinness Book of World Records. Only number one artist since the Beatles to have so many singles, and like all kinds of other amazing records. Mariah Carey.
And 2 years ago, I think, 2022, she got inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So she has that.
Yeah,
and
that's
I believe
cool.
She's... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to follow that up because she writes her music, she produces her music, she sings her music, so she does it all.
I think she's still the best-selling female artist. I think she still holds that record.
I think so as well, according to my research today. So unless that has changed since the biography website that I pulled information off of was updated.
I don't
but
think
it has
it
to
changed.
Be. I can't think of who else would it be. I mean,
she's
I know,
got platinum and gold and platinum and gold, bling, bling, bling everywhere.
I mean, I know like Taylor Swift and Beyonce are huge, but they haven't been around as long. Like, so she's got longevity on her side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 15 albums.
Yeah. And she's such a talented, her singing is amazing. Like how she can go, she's a 5-octave. Whatever that means. I think it means you have a huge range.
Yeah.
Because she goes up in whistle mode and it's like, how do you even do that? That's inhuman. That's amazing. And she was actually a waitress And she wasn't even a good one because she couldn't do math very well. So, like, she's always shortchanging and stuff. And I guess her nickname in high school was Mirage because she skipped class so much to work on her music.
Oh, snap.
So,
I didn't know
hey,
that.
listen, kids, you know what? If you're not good at math and you skip school, you could be okay. You could be all right. So,
well,
anybody...
just make sure you're a child prodigy. I mean, they recognize the fact that she had this talent when she was age 2. Her mother, it was an operatic singer and basically was playing and practicing. And at age 2, Mariah could actually mimic the singing. And then at age 4, started getting singing lessons. So the key, I think, you need to be a bit of a child prodigy if you want to skip school, kids. Make sure you actually have a talent.
Yeah.
I don't like you bad rappers out there who can't rap, but you think you're going to be a rapper. You're skipping school. It's not going to work. You're not Mariah Carey. Stop it.
Go back to class. Do your math.
So there's another thing I learned about Mariah Carey. She's obsessed with Marilyn Monroe.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you
I remember reading that in her book.
Oh, you read the book? Yeah. She bought like Marilyn's piano or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For $600,000. So, like,
I think she can afford
that's,
it.
That's
like nothing to her. That's
exactly.
That's like, you know, she's like, yeah, I think I got that. Just here we go. Yeah. Laying right here. We stuffed in a pants.
Let me throw that
out
you. And there you go. Marilyn Monroe's piano, 600 grand.
Yeah. A lot of people are obsessed with Marilyn.
Well, a lot of people don't buy her piano for $600,000. That's the difference.
So you read the book. Tell us a little bit about
the book.
I
actually have it here. I have some like Mariah stuff with me.
Cool. Okay,
so
what do you got?
This one is her memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey. I think
this
one
it's
came
got a
out...
little, it's got little kid Mariah cover on the cover. Oh.
Yeah, the soft cover has her child self, and then the hard cover is her adult self. I think it came out, I don't remember when it came out. I think 2020.
Yeah, I think 2020
so.
Is right.
Yeah, I enjoyed the read. It was very fascinating learning about her. And as I was reading it, similar to the Britney Spears one that I'm reading now, I'm just like, wow, they're human. They have human experiences just like us.
Yeah.
Duh. But I was just like, wow, her childhood was very sad. Very traumatic.
I know her parents divorced at a young age, but I mean, how was it traumatic?
Witnessing like violence between her brother and her father, and then the racism at school, and then on her mom's side of the family, and then her sister tried to like pimp her out.
Holy
her
smokes.
sister tried to pimp
and
out Mariah?
Pimp, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's her older sister. So Mariah's the youngest out of the three. There's like other stuff too. I can't remember.
That's pretty bad. Her siblings sound awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she still in contact with her siblings? Because I'd be like super rich and famous, and I'd be like, yeah, you remember that time you tried to pimp me out? Yeah. Bet you want some of that money now, don't you?
Yeah. I'm not sure currently, but at the time when she was starting to like make a lot of demos and get, I think by the time, I think before, I can't remember which album it was, but she was still in contact with her brother, and her brother was in the music scene too, and tried to give her advice on certain things. And then she wrote about how, I can't remember what the advice was, but she's like, if I had listened to my brother, like I wouldn't be where I am right now. And I'm glad I didn't listen to him, kind of thing.
I believe was close with her mother though, correct? Because didn't she buy her mother a house
she
at some
did
point?
She did. And there's like old video clips of her and her mom, like her talking about her mom and doing interviews with her mom. But when you read her book, like different side of that relationship.
Oh really? You get the truth?
Yeah.
I
don't know how it is now, but like the video clips you see in the 90s is kind of like a she's just showing face kind of thing.
But Mariah is an actual person, which is crazy because she's so kind of like goddess-like. You kind of
Right?
forget that she's kind of, oh, wait a minute, she's a real human. Sometimes you
Exactly.
forget that, right? Like the, because she's up there like.
She started off as a background singer. When I read that, I'm like, no
not
way.
Even not Mariah back. Nobody backs
She
up.
was a backup singer at first. Yeah.
So what's your favorite she did a lot of partnerships, like duets and worked with other artists. Do you have a favorite song that
Oh
she
yeah.
worked with others?
Oh, so many. The first one that comes to mind is the remix of Heartbreaker, which she did with Missy Elliott and DeBrat. I like that one.
Didn't she partner up with Boys to Men?
Oh
Am
yeah,
I
for One Sweet Day. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably my favorite.
Yeah, that's a
Because
nice
they
song.
got the
Sad song,
boys
but
with their
nice.
harmony, but then she's there with her 5-octave action, and I think it worked. I think that's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
And my other favorite is probably like, didn't she partnered with Jay-Z, right?
Yep, that was with Heartbreaker.
Yeah.
The original. I think they have other songs together. I'm not too sure.
But she tends to partner with other artists and they complement each other well. So I think you're a good musician if you can partner with other artists and like enhance them. And that's what she does because she's awesome.
She also has on her heart on her Rainbow album, she has a song with Usher. It's like a deep cut. I don't think there was a single for that one. That one's a nice one. I feel like name any artist, and I feel like she's worked with them.
Yeah, that's true. What do you think? Do you think she's the queen of Christmas?
I would say so.
I think she probably,
Yeah.
Because
I don't know who else.
Because the, what's that song? All I Want for Christmas?
Yep.
Yeah, All I Want. And I've joked with Milo that I think it's kind of misleading. I actually like this song, but it is a little misleading because if you just show up in your smoker jacket and underwear and you're like, here I am, and it's Christmas, and your lady's going to be like, well, where's my stuff? And you'll be like, all you want for Christmas is me, right? You like that song so much, here I am. I don't think that's going to fly. I think she's going to get pissed. So you got to watch out, fellas, unless, you know, Mariah is kind of steering you wrong there. You probably should get your lady friend something besides just you.
Oh, you know what you'd say, Jamie? I would never say this, but Jamie would say this. He'd be like, well, look, honey, if you looked like Mariah Carey, maybe you would get what you want for Christmas.
Oh, snap.
I would never say that. But
I would.
That song actually holds a record for Billboard longevity. Let's see if I'm reading this correctly. In 2019, it received the record for 25 years in between its release and arrival at the top spot on the Billboard 100. So it wasn't a huge release or a hit when it was first released, but the fact that it's gotten played year over year has moved it up the list.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Good for her.
I think in an interview she talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I in my research, I knew Mariah Carey was big, but she's big. Like, I think she's bigger than Michael Jackson or Elvis. Like, she has more sales and like she's huge. I knew she was huge, but I didn't realize maybe like just what a massive star she is.
She sold more than 200 million albums worldwide. She's the third best-selling female artist of all time, according to the Recording Industry Association of America.
Okay.
So she's definitely up there, but I mean, you got, yeah, Beatles, Elvis, their albums are still selling, right? And most of them have been dead for years. So she's got a ways to go to hit that.
But I think people will buy Mariah Carey music even like into the future. Like when we're all in the ground, she's going to be one of those classic kind of artists that people still buy her albums or whatever they do in the future, download her likeness or whatever, holograms or something.
Yeah. So apparently the story around one of the ways that she got discovered was when she was 18, a friend of hers and her went to a party that was hosted by CBS Records. And Carrie brought along one of her demo tapes, intending to give it to Columbia House's Jerry Greenberg. But Tommy Mottola, the president of Columbia Records, which later became Sony, got a hold of it instead, listened to the tape on the way home from the party, and then signed Carrie immediately and began working on her first album, the 1990 album, which had four number one singles on it.
Yeah. And then later they got married and then they divorced in, I think, 97 or 98.
Yeah, 98.
Yeah, she writes about that relationship. It was very abusive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not a good.
Gosh, poor Mariah.
Yeah.
Poor Mariah, because I know to us, she's this icon, this kind of larger than life figure. But then you hear about her sister pimping her out and her abusive husband and all this stuff. It's like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Why you gotta treat Mariah like that? That's Mariah Carey.
Well, and you got to figure, so she met him when she was 18. So he's this.
Oh, yeah, very young. The age gap.
Huge age gap. Young, pretty naive, obviously, as most people are at 18. He's a record executive offering her this big, massive deal. And then just be like, but you got to do everything I say, Mariah, because if you don't, back on the streets kind of a thing. So, yeah, that would suck.
But she has so much talent that I think maybe she was naive, because with a voice like that, you're going to get signed on somewhere pretty quick.
Hopefully. I mean,
yeah,
they're...
because nobody can sing. She goes high on that whistle mode. That's amazing. Who can do that? That's godlike. That's like, that's like superhero action.
Yeah.
So she is bound to get discovered.
You can, Jamie. As I've heard you sing many times on this podcast, you're so close right there. Slight little bit more practice and you've got it.
Do you guys know Shantae Moore?
Not personally.
Do you know of her?
No.
Okay. She does whistle sounds. She's an R&B singer. I think she still sings now. I know she does the whistle. There's like a few, but Mariah Carey's definitely the one that everyone knows to do the whistle. Not to take away from Mariah, just
yeah, but it's pretty rare.
Yeah,
like if you can do that, you're gonna get discovered. You're gonna like
well,
Mariah
hopefully.
Was born to be a star. She's born to be a star. She's beautiful and she can sing like super high. There was no doubt that she was going to be a big star.
Well, and add to that, she's an actress. She's been in films. She hosts a reality show now. Was America's Got Talent? Is that the one she hosts? Or
I know she was on American Idol.
Maybe that's what it was. American Idol. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to those things. But I know she was hosting one of those talent shows. Should we talk about her bipolar diagnosis at all? So from what I read in 2001, she went to the hospital because she was stressed from promoting her movie Glitter and the accompanying album. And then in 2018, she came out and admitted that she had bipolar and been receiving treatment for that. Did she talk about that much in the book at all? Do you know?
I don't remember. I don't remember if she mentioned the diagnosis, but she did mention like she was super exhausted during Glitter, the movie and the album. She's been working on it, the album and the movie concept in the 90s, but because of Tommy's control over her, it kept getting pushed back. And then when she left, which one is it, Columbia or Sony?
I think it was Sony.
Sony.
Yeah.
So when she left his record label and then went to, I think, Virgin? I can't remember.
Yeah,
she says like he kind of sabotaged everything But yeah, it was, that record label didn't treat her that nicely either. So yeah, she talked about how she was very, really exhausted, didn't really get a lot of sleep, didn't eat properly, and then just kind of crashed. And then I believe she admitted herself to the hospital, if I'm remembering
yeah,
correctly.
Yeah, that's what this said, is that
yeah.
she did. And it sounds like she wasn't in there that long, only for like a couple weeks or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And with bipolar, people with bipolar can be very productive for long periods of time and creative and productive, but then you hit the crash. I think she hit that crash because it's hard if you're just going, and you're creative and you're productive nonstop, and then you crash. So I think that's what happened.
Yeah, it makes sense, especially if you're a big project. And then that was like her project too. Mm-hmm. So she's responsible for the success or failure. And I believe that was pretty much considered a failure, right? Like the album kind of bombed.
Yeah, but I think the factors that go into that was 9/11. That's when it like came out around that
perfect
time.
Timing. Yeah.
The movie and the album. But in, I think it was 2018, there was this campaign that her fans ran. I didn't know actually about this until later on, but they did a campaign called Justice for Glitter, and getting people to like stream it, and then it eventually became number one on iTunes.
Oh.
But I love this album. Like, it's one of my favorites. It's like a 80s vibe, has an 80s vibe to it. She has some covers on it. I love it.
All right.
I want to revisit the movie again. I don't know if I saw it, but I hear bad things about the movie. But oftentimes, if you see a movie later that people were deriding, sometimes you get it. So I think Milo and I need to revisit Glitter, the movie. And
it has a lot of critiques. Not a lot of people are fans about it, but I think I'm biased. I like the movie. I watched it when it came out, even though I was too young to watch it at the time, but I like it.
Hey, and you can like movies that other people don't like. Milo and I love Howard the Duck, so
there
haters
go.
Gonna hate, right? Haters mm-hmm. gonna hate, whatever.
Like what you want to like, it's okay. Did you see this? I don't know if this is true or not, so I'm curious if you guys think this is true. Her legs are insured for $1 billion.
What?
Not
her
millions,
legs.
billion. Yes, her
How does
legs.
That work? What? You can get insurance.
How do you
on
get insurance? Yeah, I know actors and people, I know you can insure body parts if that's kind of what you're
you can
known
insure.
For.
What do you just go to the local Allstate office and get some leg insurance? How does that work?
Well, so let's say you're a hand model, right?
Uh-huh.
But then break a finger and it's deformed in some way and you can no longer model your hands. And
yeah.
So you're out of work, or you're a piano player, and you can insure your hands. So like she's known for her legs. I apparently see that. I don't know if this is true. It was just one of the things I read, and I'm like, that's gotta be an urban legend.
That's
But
so strange.
So what, like if she starts getting a little cellulite or something, it's like,
maybe.
I'll pay up.
Well, it
Pay
could be
up
like
that insurance
if she
money.
breaks her leg or gets cut or something like that, maybe. I don't know.
She should insure her voice. She's going to do anything.
That probably is insured. Definitely.
That probably is. Like,
yeah,
if you lose your voice.
That's the moneymaker.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She ought to just insure her whole body and then she wouldn't have to work.
Yeah.
Diaphragm.
Yeah.
Lungs.
Well, maybe each body part has a different insurance on it. And so that way it depends on what gets injured. So the legs are $1 billion. Like, you know, the elbow is $500,000. Different things are insured for different amounts. Maybe that's what it is.
Seems
So
strange.
How would you like to be the insurance agent that sold leg insurance for $1 billion to Mariah Carey? That'd be awesome, dude.
Wonder what she pays for the premium on that. Like, if the payout is $1 billion, that must cost her a decent amount of change as well for the insurance premium. You know,
we don't even know if this is true.
Don't even know if it's true.
Let's call her up. I know she's listening. Mariah, we know you're listening.
Let us know.
Why don't you go to the 80sandnineties.com? We have a little contact form or info at the 80sandnineties.com. And send us a message and tell us if it's true or not. We want to know. And we think you owe us the truth. So, Mariah, I know you're listening. Please do that. Thank you.
Or if by chance you're not Mariah and you're listening and you actually know whether or not this is true, shoot us a message through those same channels. We'll check it out and find out if it's true.
Or if you're Mariah's insurance agent, like that guy, like you're the guy, like the Allstate insurance agent, like a good neighbor, call us up and let us know if it's true.
There you go. All right. I think we're getting close to time to wrap this episode up. Shalina, you want to tell us, remind people where they can download, listen to, track you down in the Everything 90s podcast?
Sure. So you could listen to my podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or on my website. I have a pod page. The link is long, so
send us the link. We'll put it in the notes. People can click on it. There you go.
Okay. And then if you're on Instagram, my handle is at Everything90s Podcast 90s. And yeah, looking forward to connecting with you.
All right. And with that, audience, we'll say we're out of here to go stream us some glitter and rock out tonight.
We're out of here to go buy leg insurance because they don't want
it. Well, you know what we need is voice insurance. We're podcasters.
That makes more sense.
It's our voices that make
it. Yeah, it's our voices.
Yeah.
So I gotta get insurance on my goofy laugh that people seem to like.
Well, one person likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jamie got a comp. Somebody left us a review and was like, I like Jamie's laugh. And I was like, oh no, now he's going to do it all the time. And see, there he is.
I'd laugh like that anyway. Cause I like, I like podcasting. So normally I'm kind of just depressed. I don't laugh at all. But when we talk about Mariah Carey's insurance, leg insurance salesman, I get happy. I get giddy. You know what I'm saying?
He gets the chuckles.
my movie and album wouldn't be called Glitter. It'd be called Giddy.